Chapter 6. Age and Aging. History was made at this year's Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show when a Sussex Spaniel named Stump was declared the best in show. It's the first time in the show's 133-year history that a Sussex received the top honors, but Stump is also the oldest dog to ever win. While most show dogs peak between the ages of 2 and 6 years, Stump was 10 years old at the time of his victory, more than 50 human years. Stump had been retired for 4 years when his handler, Scott Summer, decided to register Stump, thinking that they would participate in the dog show depending on how well Stump looked and felt days before the competition. Summers is quoted as saying, "I took him so that he could have fun, and we did." Coming out of retirement may have been fun for Stump and his handler, but for many Americans, the decision to come out of retirement, or to delay retirement, is based on serious economic concerns. In this podcast, we examine how older Americans are dealing with economic uncertainty. Since the late 1990s, the labor force participation rates of older Americans have consistently increased, due primarily, experts say, to the aging of the baby boom generation, but also to tougher economic times and rising health costs. In January 2009, 72 million Americans aged 55 or older were employed in the civilian labor force. Among them, almost 38 million were 65 years of age or older. Noreen Hilinski and her husband were both retired. Noreen says that they didn't lead extravagant lives, didn't go on a cruise, didn't spend money on a big car. But when their financial advisor told them that about 10% of their retirement investments had already been used, Noreen and her husband decided to go back to work. And they aren't alone. Noreen says that many of their friends are thinking about doing the same. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has tracked an increase in the number of older Americans who have recently re-entered the labor force. During the 12 months which ended in April 2008, more than 900,000 Americans, 55 to 64 years of age, entered the workforce. Another 389,000, age 65 and older, also re-entered. More older Americans are also delaying their retirement. As the failing real estate and stock markets erode retirement and pension savings, many older workers are rethinking, even postponing, their retirement. According to the Employee Benefit Research Institute, less than a quarter of workers 55 and older have savings and investments worth $250,000 or more. About 60% have less than $100,000. A recent survey of more than 1,000 U.S. business executives revealed that 86% planned on working an average of 7.5 years longer due to their shrinking retirement savings. Half of the executives said that the recession would affect their children's college prospects, with 40% reporting that they stopped investing in their children's college savings accounts. The life course perspective defines retirement as a natural and functional stage for older adults, necessary for our society. We expect and plan for a generation of older workers to transition out of the workforce. So what happens, then, when the generation continues to work? It creates competition for jobs with younger workers, puts more pressure on the unemployment rate, and doesn't allow for business growth and expansion. Yet people who earn more as they age may rely less on Social Security and remain more actively involved in their work and other aspects of their lives. However, as Wall Street Journal reporter Jennifer Lovitz observes, the prospect of millions of grandparents toiling away in their golden years doesn't square with the American dream. Now it's your turn. From this chapter's audio and video archives listing, you can link to the Frontline program, Can You Afford to Retire? Though many Americans expect to retire on lifetime pensions, through no fault of their own, the reality is lifetime work. Apply your sociological imagination as you watch the program. What structural and social forces do you think contributed to this retirement crisis?